You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, GZ. Get seen today and contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Today, this show is brought to you by Get Seen Magazine. Be sure to check out our latest summer issue on www.getseenmagazine.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such a fabulous guest on the line, Chris Ferrara, who is a singer-songwriter based out of Nashville, but is traveling and just released his new amazing song called Social. Hi, Chris. How are you today?
I'm good, Jack, and how are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you. And, you know, as we were talking earlier before the show, this is such an exciting time in your life. Your show is, your single is such a hit right now. So I definitely want our guests to know who you are, who aren't familiar with you. So give us a background on where you originally grew up.
All right. I'm originally from Boston. Well, just outside of Boston, Massachusetts, a small town outside of there, right next to Foxborough where the Patriots play. I actually know now. Should I be calling you Jacqueline, Jackie, Jay-Z? What should I be calling you?
However you want to call me, just because we have history, it's totally fine. Chris and okay. I went to college together. Everyone, I just wanted to share that. you could call me Jackie. Yeah, Jackie's fine.
Jackie's perfect. Okay. I went to school in Rhode Island. I've been playing music for as long as I can remember, singing as long as I can remember. I was in a couple bands back home when I was living in Massachusetts, and about a little over 3 years ago, I moved to Nashville, Tennessee to pursue a career in music, and I currently tour nonstop. I play about, I'd say probably about 200 shows a year on the road all over the country, and even internationally. I've played up in Canada, I've played in Mexico, and there was even talk that we were going to go over to Europe and play some shows. Those didn't end up happening, but hopefully in the near future we'll be doing that.
That's so awesome. So tell us about your band. So who's in your group?
Well, right now I'm out on tour with a band called The Tailgaters. We are a party band. We play cover music, and we are, if for any of your listeners who are familiar with thechive.com, Keep Calm and Chive On, and all the Bill Murray stuff that they do, they adopted us as their party band for 2016. So we've been out playing a lot of their events, a lot of their private events, or their quote unquote meetups, or what they're called. And we just kind of throw a good time as much as we can. We try to play the best show possible as much as we can. But we travel as a 5-piece band. I co-front this band with a good buddy of mine. His name is Joe Bachman, who was a country artist for a few years. And he and I have basically turned this into a party band. We also have a lead guitar player named Luke Marshall, a keyboard player named Brian Walsh, and a drummer named Ryan Burdett. So that's what I do full time right now. But under the radar, well, I guess not under the radar, but along with this band that I'm in, I also have a solo career that I have just recently launched, as you have mentioned. And I'm pushing a single to radio and all over town and all over the country. And it's starting to get picked up by a lot of people. The music video is getting a lot of views. And on Spotify, it's getting a lot of streams. So it's a very exciting time right now.
It is. And this is like your song is for the 4th of July. It's in like 4 days. It's perfect.
Right. Yeah. It is perfect. It was really funny. We wrote the song in May. Basically because the owner of the Chive, his name is John Resnick. He actually reached out to us to write a theme song for the Chive, write something for them that they could get behind as their summer anthem. And so I sat down with Joe Bachman and, with a writer in town, Adam Wood, who is also the producer on the track. He will also be the producer for my music when I have my own album come out. We sat down and wrote a song and tried to use just some kind of key things that would appeal to the Chive and to a lot of the people who are fans of the Chive, as we call them, Chivers and Chivettes. So we wrote this song and they loved it. They fell in love with it instantaneously and they decided to make a music video for it. And, it's just kind of a fun little summertime jam that a lot of people are saying they play it at their pool parties, they're playing it out on their boats, they're playing it while they're driving with their windows down, and it's fun. It's sing-alongable. And, yeah, it's just a fun, poppy, country kind of song.
Yeah, I was going to say that's definitely, like, the best way to compare it. I was going to ask you, country and pop is, like, the best way to describe the mix of the song.
Yeah, I would say that's a lot of people. It's really funny. A lot of people have actually said that I have a twang. And I'm from Massachusetts. And for anybody who knows the Boston accent, mind you, I've lost most of it having moved to the South. But I don't know if I've picked up a twang, per se. I know a lot of friends who have much much deeper and stronger twangs than I do. But people think I have a twang, which makes it more country. So if I'm a product of where I'm living, and I've kind of picked up something. If I have a Boston accent with a Southern twang, I mean, I don't know how that works, but it's
working, it's right? That's the
working,
answer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting mix for sure.
That's awesome. So let's talk about how you wanted to get into singing. Like, how did that all come together for you?
Sure. I've been singing since as long as I can remember. The funny story is my life began on stage. My mom went into labor with me while performing in the Sunday choir.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding. Her water broke with me, it was as if I heard the music and I needed to come out and be a part of it. But I first learned how to sing by, you know, when I was learning how to talk, and the first song I ever learned how to sing was the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. And I've really just been singing for as long as I can remember. I've always found a love of that, and singing along to the radio, singing harmonies to the radio, singing with my mom, singing in choir. I come from a very musical family. My mom's side is very musical based. My grandmother and my grandfather were actually in a touring group called the Seniors on the Go. So they
that's
would go
adorable.
To,
the Seniors on the Go.
They would get together with I think it was probably like 10 or 12 of them, and they would go all older people, all senior citizens, and they would go to retirement communities and the community center in town and in neighboring towns, and they would just perform. And when I was little, I mean, I have pictures of it, very embarrassing pictures that I hope nobody gets a hold of later on in my career. But they have me in costumes and stuff like that performing with them. And really, I was kind of thrust into it my entire life. I was always into really everything. My parents kept me very well versed in all different aspects of life, whether it was sports or art or music or drama or stuff like that. But I've always found my home on the stage. I've always been most comfortable singing and performing and doing that. So for me, I would do it. It was just something fun for me to do. And then probably about 2008 was when I really started to put a lot of passion, a lot of effort into it. And I turned it into a career. September 12th, 2012 was my first day as a full-time musician.
That's awesome. Now, what was the source?
And I haven't looked back.
You haven't? Yeah. Well, you're killing it. So obviously you did the right thing, but you're passionate about what you do, which helps you get even further, you know, because you work twice
Absolutely.
As hard. So in terms of songwriting, what was the first song you ever wrote?
Man, I mean, I probably wrote a whole bunch of stuff in high school. I think one of the first songs I ever really wrote was a Christmas song that I hope one day to record, because I think it's really good, and I wrote it when I was probably like 12. but it uses all the cliche song titles from Christmas music and all that stuff. And the first real, I would say the first like real was called. I wrote that with my best friend Sully, who also went
What
to
was
URI,
it called, Chris? You faded out for a second. What was the name of the song?
I'm sorry. The song was called Tonight, and it was a song that I wrote with my best friend Sully, who I had also started my band with. And that was the first song that we ever performed out as a. We started out as a duo, and then we formed a band in 2008, and that was the first song I ever really. Started playing out and having my lyrics behind. I had written other stuff before, and a lot of it was just kind of poetry that I ended up kind of putting music to. But that was, I would say, Tonight was the first real song that I ever wrote.
Awesome. So I guess we'll have to be looking for that song eventually. We'll have to follow you on social media.
We did record it.
We did.
Put it on an album.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We put it on an album with the band that we had. We created. We recorded a full album and released it. It's pretty sure it's on Spotify and it might even be on iTunes still. I'm not sure, but it was that was released in 2000. That was released in 2012 as well. So. 2012 was a big year. I released my first album, and then I became a full-time musician.
That's so awesome. Very, very exciting. Okay, so we're going to tune in to Chris's new song, Social, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
I believe in going with the flow, long as it's headed someplace I wanna go, doing what the Romans do when I'm in Rome. Ah yeah, didn't plan on throwing down today, but I'm down for anything except halfway. If you wanna light it off, all you gotta do is say so, and I'll say hey,
hey!
Raise them high, cause any summer night can be the 4th of July. Oh, here we go again. About to party like Bill Murray just walked in. Say hey,
hey,
if you're in line to fill up your cup, can you fill up mine? Cause if you're drinking to be social, then so shall I. Get loud, yeah, that's cool. If you want a skinny dip, hop in the pool. Only rule is we're gonna break all the rules. Tonight I'll say,
hey,
raise them high, cause any summer night can be the 4th of July. Oh, here we go again. About to party like Bill Murray just walked in. Say,
hey,
if you're in line to fill up your cup, can you fill up mine? If you're drinking to be social, then so shall I. But it's gonna be worth it if we party with a purpose. So let's party with a purpose.
Hey!
Raise them high, cause any summer night can be the 4th of July. Oh, here we go again. About to party like Bill Murray just walked in. Say hey! If you're in line to fill up your cup, can you fill up mine? Cause if you're drinking to be social, then so shall I.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed Social, right, Chris?
I hope everybody did, too.
Yeah, I know. We are back on the line with Chris, and Chris is also known as Oz for anybody that would look him up on Facebook. He is under Chris Oz Ferrara, right?
That is correct.
Awesome. So now I want our audience to get to know you outside of your amazing, super fun career, even though it's fun. What do you like to do when you're not working?
I guess I like to stay, I like to stay relatively physically active. I go to the gym, I play sports, I play pickup basketball, wiffle ball with my boys, throw the football around and stuff like that. When I'm not on stage, truth be told, typically I'm working. I run the Tailgaters business and I also run my solo career. So I'm typically in front of a computer a lot.
What is the Tailgaters business? What's that?
Well, the Tailgaters is the cover band that we're
Got it.
But But truth be told, if I have any free time, I try to spend it on the phone, trying to catch up with a lot of people that I don't get to see. That's the hardest part about being on the road, is that we spend so much. We spend about 80% of the year touring that I don't get to see my friends, I don't get to see my family, I don't get to see all my loved ones and everybody. So when I have a little bit of downtime, I try to catch up with as many people as I can. But like anybody else, I like to go to the movies, I like to go to sporting events, I like to play video games, I like to watch TV. Big Family Guy fan, big South Park fan. So yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty standard, pretty ordinary guy.
I just have an
extraordinary job.
Yeah, whatever. It's great. My question was going to be like, when you tour, because you're going to so many different places, do you get the opportunity to kind of like experience the place that you're visiting?
Sometimes we do. Not usually, but sometimes we do. We get to, a lot of times we'll get into a city late at night, and then we'll go and load in and sound check and do everything during the day. And then at night, we'll go play our show. So a lot of times, I've been out to Seattle before, and San Francisco, and to Austin and Chicago. And a lot of times I go to these places, and we really don't have any time to go explore the city. But every once in a while, we will have a day off or something, a couple hours to really go explore a little bit. And when we do have that time, I like to be a tourist. I like to hop on whatever the local thing is. I know in Boston they have the duck tours, and San Francisco they have trolley tours and that kind of stuff. And I like to do that because I really like to learn about the cities that we go to, because that's one of the cool things about what we do, is that we get to wake up in different cities every day. And if you have the opportunity to explore, you really get to learn about the culture of everywhere around you, and you get to see different parts of the country and try new foods, which is always fun to do. I fell in love with deep dish pizza up in Chicago.
Oh my God, that is so good, right?
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I'm just glad I don't live there. I'd probably weigh 3,000 pounds if I lived there. Because I'd eat deep dish pizza every day.
Oh my God, I know. I can totally agree with you on that. It is so addicting too. It's crazy. With your upcoming like shows for the weekend, I know you're traveling a lot. Tell us about your tour schedule, like at least with the upcoming stuff that you know of right now.
Sure. Well, we're pretty much booked all through the summer. We have we play just about every weekend. Well, yeah, just about every weekend. We usually play 3 to 4 shows a week. This weekend in particular, right now I'm down in Wildwood, New Jersey. We're playing, and we play here every Thursday all summer, all the way through Labor Day. Every Wednesday we play in at a venue called Conch Island. That is in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. So we do Wednesdays in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, all summer. Every Thursday we play at Keenan in Wildwood, New Jersey. And then Fridays and Saturdays tend to be in different places. In particular, this Friday, we are flying to Indianapolis and playing in Warren, Indiana, at a place called the Wagon Wheel. And then on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, which will be July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we play at a bar in Antioch, Illinois, called Blarney Island. And Blarney Island is almost like our home away from home. We love going up there. We know the owner, and the owner is actually a good friend of ours. And that place is absolute mayhem. I don't know if any of your listeners are from that area or know of that area, but if anybody ever ventures up that way, I would highly suggest in the summertime going to see Blarney Island, because that place is nuts. But next weekend we'll do the same schedule on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then Friday we play in Long Island. We play up in Long Beach at the Inn, and then Saturday we'll play down at Secrets in Ocean City, Maryland. So for the summer, we play a lot in the Mid-Atlantic region, but we also venture up into Boston and we go out towards the Chicago area. But for the most part, we stay in the Delaware, New Jersey, Maryland, Philadelphia region.
Awesome. And then what is your favorite place that you've performed at thus far?
Well, I'll do two, because one is for original music and one is for cover music. So my favorite place to play cover music is at Secrets in Ocean City, Maryland. It's just the capacity, I think, is like 2,000 to 3,000 people. The floor is built on industrial springs, so when the crowd really gets into it and starts jumping up and down, the floor actually kind of moves with it. They have a huge. I don't even know how big it is because I've never seen a screen this big up close. But it's like 100 feet wide is what it looks like. It's probably not that big. It's probably outlandish.
Still, you can picture it though to be that big. So yeah, that's a it's
it takes
okay.
Up, it basically takes up the entire wall of this club, and it's an LED screen, and they project. They have a camera crew with GoPros and everything like that, and camera crew up top, and they all film the show and they project it onto the screen. So the crowd really feels like they're at a concert. So that's my favorite cover venue to play and my favorite original venue to play, really only because it's where I'm from and it's always a dream of mine to play there. We played at the House of Blues in Boston, and we did that a couple of years ago. We opened for the band Florida Georgia Line, and when we did that, it was a sold out show, 2,500 people just right on top of you, and it was just a big show for us, and it was a dream come true for me to play there. And so I would say those are my two favorite places that I've ever played.
Awesome. And then in terms of goals you have for yourself as a performer, like where do you want to be in like 5 years?
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, right. Well, why not? Why not? Nothing is impossible.
It's at Gillette Stadium. You know, I have huge goals and aspirations for myself. I'm very passionate about my career. I'm very goal oriented. I've worked really hard. I've been at this for a while, and you know, better part of 7 years now, and really kind of grinding and pushing myself to be better every day, and learning my instrument and singing better and writing better songs and networking and building relationships with new people. I've actually set goals for myself since I was 25. So when I was 25, I said, if by 27 I'm not doing something serious with music, then I need to rethink my career. And at 27, I got hired to go out on the road full time and do music as a full time career. So at 27, I said, if by 30 I'm not making major strides in the music industry, I'm not, you know, making money and being successful in this and really pursuing this passion, then I need to reevaluate it again. And then when I was 30, when I turned 30, which was last year, I was making more money than I've ever made in my entire life. And I was touring the country and doing this full time and being successful and meeting new people and doing some really cool stuff. And so at 30, I said, okay, my next goal is if by 33, I was kind of setting 3-year increments, but I said, if by 33, I'm not pursuing a solo career and really having a song on the radio and having a record deal, that kind of stuff, then I'm doing something wrong and I need to reestablish myself. And right now I have this single that's gone to radio that was already played on satellite radio, and it's a couple of radio stations are starting to pick it up, and YouTube video is getting a lot of views and streams on Spotify, and it's a lot of things are just really starting to push in that direction and really go in a positive direction for me and for my career. And I keep setting short term, I guess, 3-year goals for myself, and I've hit each one. So I'm hoping that by 33 I can look back on my goal that I set for myself and say, okay, good job. What's your next one? What's the next feat that you want to get to? And hopefully the next goal that I set is win an award on a major stage and be touring and having songs on the radio and being a successful solo artist.
I love it. Why not?
Why not?
Exactly. I really feel like you're teaching everybody that's listening like a really good lesson. It's so important to make goals and hard work. You've been working for a long time. Like, it's starting to really come to fruition, and it's awesome. I'm so happy for you.
Well, I like to think that I'm living proof that your dreams can come true, and that it's never too late to really start to pursue them. I've talked to so many people, people that I used to work with, and when I used to work 9-to-5 jobs. I used to be a waiter. I used to do sales. I used to work at a desk. I used to work in a shipping department. I've worked a lot of 9-to-5 jobs, and it wasn't until I really threw caution to the wind and said, I'm going to go pursue this dream. I'm going to go pursue this as a career. I'm going to follow my heart and do what I want to do. A quote that I live by is, worry about the outcome and the income will take care of itself.
Love
and
it.
And if you really start to push yourself and go towards what you believe in, you'll find a way to succeed. You'll find a way to keep your head above water. And And I think you should. Life is way too short to not pursue your dreams and to not go for what you want to do for your life. And too many people become complacent. They settle, and then they end up unhappy. And you know, life is too short to be unhappy. In my for me anyway.
I agree.
And I try to share that with people.
Yeah.
I try to share that with as many people as I can. I try to make people smile and make people happy and be a light in a lot of the darkness that surrounds us right now.
Right.
Yeah, if I can be any kind of inspiration to anybody, then I'm doing my job. Then I'm
exactly
doing what I'm put on this earth to do.
I love it, Chris. That was so inspiring. Thanks for that. That was awesome. So tell our audience now, you know, where they can find your song, where they can follow you on social media and your website.
Sure. My website is www.iamchrisferrara.com. Through there are links to go to my YouTube page, to go to Spotify, to go to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the social medias and stuff like that. There's also, I have a merch site. I only have one shirt available right now, men's and women's, but it's a shirt called the Social Drinker Shirt. And that goes right in line with my single. The single is called Social, and it's on YouTube, and it's on iTunes. It's everywhere that you could possibly want to get your music. And I think that covers everything. That's, Amazon, iTunes, you name it, I'm on it.
Awesome. And then in terms of the music video, I mean, I started promoting it when I was promoting the show that we were doing today. Where can people find it on, like, YouTube, Vimeo, any of those?
Yeah, it's just on YouTube. The last count that I was at, I think it was at 135,000 views. And it came out about a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. So it's a lot of people are watching it. A lot of people are enjoying it. If you enjoy, I'll try and be as politically correct as possible. If you enjoy the female anatomy, there's a lot of that. There's also a lot of partying and that kind of atmosphere. I got really lucky that the Chive had adopted my song as their summer anthem, and they decided to do a music video for it, which was really cool because I've been a fan of their website for about 6 years now. And for me to now be a part of their family and be a part of their kind of network is really cool for me to be able to reach out to the CEO of the company and the other people that work there. It's a really cool experience for me because I was a fan of theirs, and now they're a fan of mine, and it's a wonderful family that we've built here.
It's come full circle. It's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we learned a lot today. Don't give up on your dreams and definitely download Social. And Oz, you're amazing. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Of course.
And everybody, be sure to check
it
out. Yeah, we totally should. Anytime you have new stuff coming out, we want to help you get it out there. So definitely, you're always welcome back. So thank you. Yeah, of course. So thank you everyone for tuning into the Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And stay tuned till next time. Today, the show was brought to you by ConnectPay.com and the Green Pill blog. Don't forget the Social Scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at JZSocialEnterprises@gmail.com.